This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, we ended our program yesterday with a quote from Dr. Lewis Foster, former professor at Cincinnati Christian University and one of the translators of the New International Version, talking about the manger scene. God bless you as you continue to listen today. Jesus was identified, Dr. Foster said, with the most humble, lowly beginning when they laid him in the manger. Of all the details Luke could have told us about the birth of Christ, he chose this, the manger. It speaks volumes to all of us today. What kind of reception was this for the Son of God? And the life that was begun in a wooden manger would end on a wooden cross. Wooden manger, wooden cross. And the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords entered the human race in this invisible way that we read about today. I think it should speak volumes to you. And I love what the angels said to the shepherds. Don't be afraid. We bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He's Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign. Not that he was a baby. The sign wasn't that he was a baby. Not that he was born in Bethlehem. And not that he was in swaddling or cloth, wrapping for a baby. That wasn't the sign. The sign was he would be in a manger, the feeding trough. That was the sign to distinguish the Messiah. And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appear with the angel, praising God, glory to God in the highest. Do you know what that means? The angel choir, whatever they were saying, whatever glory can be given to anything or to anyone on earth, this is the highest praise. Glory to God in the highest. This is it. Nothing is more superlative than this. Nothing outranks this event, the coming of the Messiah, the coming of the one who would redeem the world. There's a man by the name of Joseph Bailey who's a writer, Christian writer. When he writes, I pay attention, not because he's a good writer, not because he's a scholar. Do you know why I pay attention to Joseph Bailey? He lost 3 sons. I don't know all the details. I know he lost 1 son in a sledding accident. I know he lost another son in heart surgery in infancy. And I don't know what caused the death of the 3rd son. But 3 times he and his wife buried his son. So when Joseph Bailey speaks, all I can tell you is I listen. He's earned my attention because of what he's been through. And I love what he writes about Christmas. Praise God for Christmas. Praise him for the incarnation, the word becoming flesh. I will not sing of shepherds watching flocks on frosty nights or angel choristers. I will not sing of his stable bear in Bethlehem or lowing oxen, wise men trailing star with gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Tonight I will sing praise to the Father who stood on heaven's threshold and said farewell to his son as he stepped across the stars to Bethlehem. And I will sing praise to the infinite, eternal Son of God who became most finite, a baby who would one day be executed for my sins. Wow, a baby who one day would be executed for my sins. Praise him in the heavens, praise him in the stable, and praise him in my heart. That says it all for me at Christmas. Praise him in the heavens, praise him in the stable, and praise him in my heart. Remember last week I said the most important word to describe the spirit of Christmas? Worship. Worship. That's the one word that describes Christmas for all of us.
Well, tomorrow we're going to tell a story that's very lengthy, very powerful, and I have to be honest with you, very sad and very depressing. You may want to keep that in mind tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.